Next application is case number 11543, the application of First State Signs. Site is located southwest of Route 1 Coastal Highway, approximately 250 feet southeast of Sierra Avenue, with a 911 address of 19724 Coastal Highway, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 334, Map 13, Parcel 319.02, requesting a special use exception to place an off-premise sign and a variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirement. On this application, there are more specifically in the variances, requesting a 20-foot variance from the required 25-foot setback for a off-premise sign, and they're requesting an 8.13-foot variance from the required 20-foot side yard for an off-premise sign. Gentlemen, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and we did receive one mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Dale McAllister, 14 Willard Circle, Dover, Delaware.
Confirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Thank you.
I don't know.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm here with an application I had in front of you several years ago. This parcel is the old PNC Bank next to the old Salvation Army. It's owned by Phoenix Realty. But the first time we were here, I want to show you the exhibits that we showed you last time. The new PNC Bank, the old PNC Bank that was owned by Phoenix. At that time, Mr. Dyer, who owned Phoenix Realty, was trying to get a tenant, and we showed you this exhibit, and we had that sign approved. This is a very unique property. Now we actually, our variance expired. We couldn't get a tenant, or Mr. Dyer couldn't. Now he has a tenant. His tenant now is Jimmy's Grill. That's the intersection we're talking about. The uniqueness of this property and of this situation is most off-premise advertising signs you see are considered billboards. Tenants change. This off-premise advertising sign will look just like and function as an on-premise advertising sign, not off-premise. It will be the sign. It will never change for the tenant that's behind there, whether that tenant stays to be Jimmy's Grill or it changes its name. It'll look like any other on-premise advertising sign. So the sign that you have in your packet has been redesigned. It now looks like this. I'll hand them out. And I'm sure most of you are very familiar with Jimmy's Grill. It's the exact same owners and the exact same concept that they have in Bridgeville. They have one currently in Dewey Beach as well. That one's only open during the season. This one they want to keep open year-round.
Okay.
So as you can see, it looks nothing like a billboard. It's almost identical to what we had last time. Okay, it meets the criteria of the counties for an on-premise advertising sign, not an off-premise advertising sign, as far as the square footage and the height and everything. Everything about it meets all your criteria for on-premise. The reason we need a variance is all your off-premise advertising signs need a 25-foot setback. If we put this back 25 feet, we'll be in the parking spots. Where we want to place this sign, there are people currently parking there, but they're not assigned parking spots. If you look at the original site plan, I believe you have it, okay, and I'll grab it. This used to be a thoroughfare. It's not anymore. This now is planting, two parking spots, and this is blocked off. So we're going to be placing it right there in what used to be the drive lane. If we go back any farther, we will be blocking our neighbor's sign, our neighbor being the liquor store and the other signs and the billboards that are there.
Yeah. Do you have a copy of that?
I thought you did. I got it from you all originally. I'm sorry, I thought we had a
Mr.
copy.
Mr. Mike, you have an
I don't have one.
All right, we had it. I'm sorry, I apologize. I got this from you guys from the original application, so I apologize. But here's a copy of it.
Go back to the secondary.
Thank you.
So where would that sign be? Right in that picture?
Exactly.
Whereabouts in that picture?
Right in it.
speak with.
Oh, okay, gotcha, I see it now.
We have superimposed it where it would go.
Okay.
And as you can see, we won't be blocking the liquor store. We will block the billboard somewhat, but it's taller than us, and we won't be blocking our neighbor to the south. We've worked really hard at trying to put it in a spot, just like we did last time we were here. And as going north, we won't be blocking PNC.
How is the other guy with it blocking his sign?
Which sign's that?
In that billboard you blocked, you said?
Other billboard. You said you're blocking one of them?
No, well, this billboard's higher than us. It just looks like we're blocking it, but they're really above us from the view.
He's above Jimmy's Grill.
Yeah, he'll be above us.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but when you're sitting at this level, farther down you'll see all signs block one another at some point.
Yeah.
But this is where we do the least amount, where we can all get along. What we're trying to do here, this property is very unique from the way it's being developed. This property was an old property that, if you all remember, it was the Salvation Army and the PNC Bank. When PNC moves forward, and the way the parcels are all situated there, as we said last time, this property gets hidden totally, and you won't know it's there. So, you know, did we create the uniqueness? No. Is this the best possible form for development? Yes. We need to take a piece of property that was an old bank and develop it or redevelop it to where it works. And in this case, the tenant we found was Jimmy's Grill, which we think, and I'm speaking for the owner, so I'm just, and talking to Mr. Dyer and the owners of Felix Realty, that it's a great asset to the community. It's an established restaurant that everybody knows, bringing them from Bridgeville to Rehoboth. Is the variance necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property? Yeah, we need to be able to be seen. And the way the situation is, we're not taking a brand new property, we're trying to redevelop an existing one. And this is the, will we have any effect on the surrounding neighborhood? No, it's a commercial neighborhood, it needs to have a commercial sign, and we've placed it for the two neighbors that matter with the PNC Bank, the Jimmy's Grill, and the sign down below, which is the restaurant down below. We're not gonna be blocking anybody else. That's the way we've really looked at it really hard. Coming from the north, as you're coming from the south driving north, the only people that would be affected is the billboard that's on the State Farm property, which will be seen because it's farther away and up, and the PNC Bank, and we're below and they're closer. So when you can see in the photographic renderings that we did, and that is exactly where it's gonna be. As far as the conditional use, there is no change in neighborhood. There is no different use. It's a commercial. It's a commercial use. Are there any other requirements that would, the ability for specific conditions? No. We're doing all we can do to increase this neighborhood and to make this property developmental. Will the variance be detrimental to public welfare? No. In fact, I think it'll improve it because you'll find what's back there and it'll make that business successful. Without it, you'll not know it's back there. And it is safely get people off the road that are looking for it. So you can find it to make the turn into Sierra Avenue. So you can find a way in there. And as I said, the surrounding neighborhood, it's commercial, it's state commercial. It won't have any effect on the adjacent properties. They're all right there and can be seen, and no problems with public welfare.
Okay. The message, is a messaging sign underneath this too?
Yes, sir.
How low would that be?
The whole sign is scheduled to be 25 feet. That's a 6x12, okay? And then that's a 4x8 underneath of it. So it'll be 12 feet to the bottom, 12.6.
Both sides?
Yes, sir.
Messaging will.
Yes, sir.
Does that block anything?
No, sir.
From the picture, nothing?
No. It will not.
So what you're meeting for an off-premise sign, you're meeting all the criteria except the setbacks.
Correct. We're not over 300 feet for off-premise, but we're also not over 150 for an on-premise sign.
I was going to say that next, too.
Yeah. Right. So we're looking at it going, we know what your requirement is for on-premise.
Right.
We've met that, and that's more stringent than your off-premise.
Correct.
So your off-premise is 300, we're way, well below that, and we're below the 150.
Okay.
And we are meeting the setback, the front yard setback, I believe, of your on-premise sign, not your off-premise. And as the way we look at it, we know this is off-premise. But the way we're looking at it, it's only going to be used to what you all consider as an on-premise sign.
Right.
It will not have any rentable value. It's only for the tenant that's there.
It's an LED message?
Yes, sir.
The restaurant's going to be on the parcel just behind the PNC Bank.
Yes, sir.
Right next to the...
What parcel is that?
Yes, the old, and again, this is unique. The uniqueness of this is we're trying to develop an old site that used to be a bank and a Salvation Army. The bank had to be moved forward because the bank just doesn't work. Where the parcel was, where the bank was, when you do today's banking with the drive-thrus and all the things that were needed, it just didn't work. So it had to come forward. Hence leaving is something in the back that has to be developed.
Is that 319.2, Mr. Mike? That's where it's going? I mean, that's where...
It's parcel 318.
318.
Sign's going to be on, parcel's going to be on 319.02.
Okay, all right.
So we're not on, that's why we became off-premise.
Okay. The original PNC Bank was next to what is now called Ocean Liquor.
Okay, right.
It's right at the drive, near the driveway going back to Sierra.
Yeah, okay.
And then PNC Bank built on the front parcel, and the other parcel was vacant for a while.
Okay.
All right, let's see if there's any further questions. Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Again, then, Mr. Rickers, have any further?
No question.
Mr. Workman? No further questions, because he answered mine, or Mr. Lank did. So hearing no further questions... Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Okay, there's one. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
I'm in opposition.
Okay, you want to come forward then, sir? Please sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jeffrey T. Jones. My residential address is 3419 Cooper's Mill Court in Decatur, Georgia, 319.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. If you have any exhibits, you can take them down to the secretary.
I'm in opposition of this application on the basis that, my name is Jeffrey Jones. I'm president of Shore Investments Incorporated, which owns the adjacent property on the south side of the proposed sign. And I'm in opposition on the basis that it will adversely affect my property to the south of it. It will impede, if not totally obstruct, my tenants and the signage that I already have in place to the south of this proposed sign.
Where's your property? Just so I can tell the board.
319-101.
319-101.
Yeah, 101. Just to the south of the proposed.
Okay.
For orientation, can you just tell the board what a couple of those tenants are so they know where it is?
Yes. I've got five tenants. The Touch of Italy restaurant, which is directly adjacent to Outlet Liquors, which is on proposing the sign. The Naj restaurant, Hickman's Meat Market, and Oric Vacuum, retail vacuum cleaner.
And Oric being one that we've approved variances for additional wall signs.
I'm sorry?
And Oric being a business that we approved variances for additional wall signs.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got a complete picture now. Thank you.
Yep. Okay.
Thank you.
Sir?
Yep, sir.
Just one
okay.
Question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You say the sign's going to be blocking those other signs, the height he had?
Yes, I believe. Yes, it's if you look at this picture right here.
Yeah.
The
this sign right here, that's my sign.
Okay.
And this is a 4x16 sign, and you can only make out about half of that, half the top of that sign.
So if he took the bottom part, is the LEDs blocking it?
Yes.
The LEDs part blocking that sign?
Yes, yes. This is the top of my sign. This is the bottom of the sign as well, and it's blocking basically half of my entire sign.
Would you have a problem if you just put the top up, not the bottom?
I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Okay.
Did you get to see that okay, Mr. Moore?
Mm-hmm.
You see it okay, Mr. President?
Okay.
Okay, just see if there's any further questions then, Mr. President?
No.
Any further? Okay. You want to come back up?
If the height is an issue, we can find to keep the LED and make it a longer LED and raise it up to where the bottom of the LED at 25 feet, we could reconfigure the sign, keep it within, and make the neighbors happy. And I'm sure the owners won't have a problem reconfiguring their sign to where it's 16 feet to the bottom so that the height thing that you were just saying would work. So if we were 16 feet to the bottom, we'd be fine. Because that's half of that. We just changed the length and the size of the LED.
Okay, you're going to shorten the LED up.
And we could make it longer. Right, and then it would do exactly what you're trying to do.
And I see if he's got a problem with that.
Sir, you won't come back up again? Did you hear what he just had said, sir?
Not completely. You're talking about... Yeah. Huh? He was the LED. Right.
Bring it up to where it touches and make it longer. And it wouldn't block you at all.
Make it longer going
this way.
Just away from the setback?
Would be up tight. Here. No. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
You want to show us in?
Yeah.
You said, well, yeah, show us in.
We just take this right here, bring it up to where it touches.
Okay.
Make it the length of this sign, so it would be a long, skinny LED sign, not a 4x8.
Okay.
We wouldn't change anything other than the height of it and bringing it up. Coming up. His sign is lower, it would raise us up, just like Mr. Workman said, and that would work. And then we could all be, it would all
be happy.
And we wouldn't change, we'd still be asking for the same square footage. We just want to change the bottom.
16 feet.
16 feet.
Right. Then you'd be right.
Right?
Okay. You did that.
Yeah.
Sir, did you hear that?
Yes, if in practice it would. It would not impede the sign that I have currently.
Right.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Might it be advisable if the board got either some schematics or something that actually had some firm numbers on it before considering this one?
I think so. That
was my next question there. Thank you.
Leave this open until we are available.
Board so desired, it might be a good idea to leave it open for the applicant to submit a revised schematic showing the billboard reflecting what he had just testified to.
Okay, well.
For that limited purpose.
Okay, well, then I was getting ready to call for a motion, so.
I'll make that motion, Mr. Chairman, that we leave open 11,543 for a presented schematic of the changes you're speaking, that the applicant is speaking of.
Until our next regular meeting,
I guess it would be. What's that?
Which would be the 16th.
Our next regular meeting is on the 16th.
16th?
Would that be enough? Good enough?
But I know that, it will be the first one in April.
First one in April?
Yes, which I don't have the date in front of me.
That would be April 6th. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Hudson. That will leave open case number 11,543 for the purpose of the applicant to submit the revised plans and the schematics of the sign. And be put on our meeting in the first meeting in April, which is April 6th. Okay? All right, then all those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Burton?
Aye.
And by Mr. Callaway, said by a vote of 5-0, Case number 11,543 be left open for the beginning device schematics. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion.
Aye.
Okay.